So how do you visually capture a region's history when, a massive portion of that history has been deliberately ignored by the government for generations?
Right. And especially, how do you solve that problem using like one of the most ancient and rigid design systems on the planet?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's unpack this. Welcome to today's deep dive. Our mission for today is to give you an overview of this fascinating summary document we have. It details the Western Cape's provincial coat of arms, which was officially enacted in 1998.
Yeah, and we should clarify, this wasn't just thrown together overnight. State Herald Fred Brownell, he painstakingly designed it after months of research and, political consultation just to enhance the province's dignity.
It's essentially this highly compressed visual history lesson for you, the listener. But usually coats of arms feel like these dusty medieval relics, right?
Yeah.
Since this was from 1998, did they just throw everything into a blender, or is there a deliberate story here?
Oh, it's very deliberate. What's fascinating here is how traditional heraldry colors, so like red and gold, are blended with uniquely local elements.
Right, because he literally rests the entire design on a stylized base of Table Mountain. Oh, that makes sense. A geographic anchor.
Exactly. And above that sits the shield, which features an anchor representing maritime stability and hope, grapes for the wine agriculture, and a clay pot.
Wait, a clay pot? I mean, an anchor and grapes make total sense for a coastal wine region, but a clay pot seems unusually specific. Is it just about pottery?
Well, no. I mean, the pot symbolizes manufacture broadly, but crucially, it honors the koi, the early inhabitants of the province.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if we connect this to the bigger picture, this choice deliberately grounds the province's identity in its earliest people, not just the usual colonial maritime history.
That is so smart. It resets the timeline entirely. And here's where it gets really interesting. Look at the animal supporters holding the shield.
Yeah, the supporters are great. It's the bontebok, which is an antelope that was famously saved from extinction, and the quagga.
Wait, really? But isn't the quagga extinct?
It is, yeah. But it's currently undergoing a highly specialized scientific breeding program to bring it back. And both of these animals are completely unique to the
I
province.
love that. So they act like the province's ultimate comeback kids guarding the shield.
They really do. And that whole theme of restoration, it goes all the way to the top of the design. In typical heraldry, you'd have a coronet, like a small crown.
Right, for rank or whatever.
Exactly. But here, the top coronet features a sand-beaded headring instead. Plus, it has these fin bows, proteas, and endless rings of perfection growing out of it.
Honoring another indigenous group and the local ecology.
Yep. Even the motto, Spes Bona, which means good hope, is printed on this banner at the bottom. But it's a riband shaped like ostrich feathers, specifically from the Little Karoo region.
Every single millimeter of this is doing work.
Yeah.
So what does this all mean? To summarize the document, this emblem isn't just, bureaucratic decoration. It's a meticulously woven tapestry of the province's flora, fauna, and diverse history.
Yeah, and this raises an important question about how intentional and inclusive modern symbols can actually be when reflecting a region's true complex identity.
Absolutely. So we'll leave you with this. Next time you see an official seal on a building or your local flag, take a closer look. Ask yourself, what extinct animals, ancient artifacts, or hidden local crops are hiding in plain sight, telling a story you never even noticed before?